Each failure is a step closer to success. You're listening to episode 21 of Learn With Us. I'm Ken.
And I'm Nikos. Learn With Us is a podcast for developers that want to be better programmers. Hey, Ken, my man, how's it going? I'm good, thanks.
I've been recovering from a cold since,
Yeah, sounds like nasty.
New Year's.
Sounded nasty.
Yeah, it is pretty nasty. So I caught the flu a few weeks ago and proceeded to lose my voice. And slowly I've regained my voice, and this is
sounds
what it is
great
today. It does not, but hopefully all of our listeners, I apologize. This is probably the way it's going to be for another couple of weeks, I imagine. I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon.
I've been suffering with hay fever really badly in Hungary. I've been going through trees worth of toilet paper, blowing my nose and rubbing my eyes and enjoying hay fever, man. All the allergy sufferers know what I feel like.
This is the old men talk about their health problems podcast. yeah, I've been suffering from some allergies as well. Took my dog for a walk the other night and came home and my eyes were watering and I was sneezing and coughing and it was hard to breathe. So yeah, I've been staying indoors a lot and haven't been exposed to the elements outside. What's new in the Nikos business development world? What have you been up to? React training, Ember training?
I've been learning machine learning and Vue.js.
Vue.js, nice. You didn't learn Angular.
No.
But I've heard that Vue.js is much like Angular 1. Has it been nice? And have you been using TypeScript with it?
Well, actually, I've never used TypeScript with Vue. The reason that I jumped into Vue is that they have this amazing material implementation called Vueitify, and it does everything that Material UI for React does, but it's just like already set up out of the box for building applications. The documentation is first class. The Vueitify website is so easy to understand. The Vue now has a CLI tool where you install the Vue CLI. It's beta 7. And then you can install Vueitify via a CLI plugin command, which is kind of like what Ember CLI does. And it kind of brings all the dependencies in and modifies some of the files for you out of the box. So I'm rebuilding my website with it.
That's awesome. I heard in the NPM space that they're starting to talk about having NPM be this, generator engine for things like Create React App or Ember CLI or Angular CLI, where you can quickly get started with these kind of fresh or boilerplate projects just by using NPM's global configuration. So you wouldn't even have to clone or NPM install like Create React App, or you wouldn't have to NPM install I can't remember the name of that you just said, but you wouldn't have to install those projects, but instead NPM would have hooks to those projects for you, and then you just type in like a NPM new React or something like that, and it would just generate a React app for you.
That'd be brilliant. That would simplify a lot of things for people getting into stuff.
Yeah. I'm probably messing up the syntax for it, but that's the general idea that I've heard. It would definitely help people get started with projects like this. Cool. So besides Vue
I gave a talk in London about TensorFlow.js to the Ember meetup and how I'm trying to learn it. What I've done was I explained to the JavaScript developers that there's good news and bad news. The good news is that you have this JavaScript advantage and application building experience that a lot of the data scientists in Python and R don't have, but you won't have to learn a lot of the machine learning terminology and go through some courses to kind of get a background in how machine learning works, because it's like a vertical tower of knowledge. It's not really accessible horizontally. You have to sort of go up one level at a time, try and understand how they all work together.
Yeah.
So it's quite challenging, and there's a shortage of data scientists in the world.
Yeah.
In America, there's like a lot of shortage.
There's a small group of folks at my work that meet a couple times a week to discuss machine learning and advanced algebra and other equations. I don't even know. It's too complex for my brain.
It's hard.
So I generally try to just bow out or watch it from the fringes. Like, these are really smart people, and these are really hard problems, and I don't know how they're going to solve it, but I'm not worried about it because I'm not solving it. So I know there's some really smart folks out there doing machine learning, I'm really glad to hear that TensorFlow came to JavaScript, so that it kind of opens up the gate to people that are JavaScript comfortable in JavaScript but aren't necessarily machine learning folks. So I think it's definitely going to broaden horizons for folks, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, if anyone wants to learn about it, I created a Discord channel for it. I can send you the link. And the four developers behind the actually joined the Discord as well. So
great, yeah.
Nice to have Google in there.
Let's put that in the show notes.
Yeah, and I also started a meetup in London.
Yeah.
For TensorFlow.js, and it starts on the 14th of May, and also, coincidentally, I'd imagine Microsoft also started the JavaScript AI meetup, and coincidentally, they're doing one on TensorFlow on the 14th of May as well. So.
Well, yeah, so people are going to be split. Like, I don't know which one to go to.
The one that Microsoft are running are having pizza and beer, so
Their
event filled up pretty quick, but there's a wait list now, so hopefully I'll get some of the trickle. But I had the event up there first, just so you know, Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft is, they're pushing that space quite a bit. I don't think that they'd done much in the AI space before this, so that's kind of cool. Cool. And then, you're traveling. Where are you traveling to?
Yes. I'm in Budapest. The last couple of days I've been at AI meetups. So last night there was an interesting talk by Dr. Kim, who works for one of the large telecom companies, on what humans perceive of AI. And what you notice is that even though there's sort of proofs that AI is better at predicting certain things, people still prefer human opinions, even though statistically they're less accurate in certain ways. And there's also a strong bias of men towards favoring AI versus women who don't trust AI as much.
Yeah.
That's in a nutshell of a 2-hour presentation.
That's really cool. That's interesting.
And then tonight I was tonight I was at another meetup where there was the Budapest Data Science Meetup and the Vienna Data Science Meetup. They met up together in Budapest tonight at one of the large companies here, and that was a good meetup as well. Just talking about GDPR and AI and this Vienna Data Science charity that's trying to promote data science, get more people into it because of the shortage of people, and then it's a lot of data science and medical stuff. So it was quite a
cool,
information heavy event, but it was just nice to be at a meetup up outside of London to see that there is, because in London you sort of forget the real world still exists outside of London, you know.
So. Right, it's such a tight knit ecosystem, and in the United States it's even worse because you know, a lot of the laws that apply to most places around the world don't apply to the United States, like. Right to forget and right to track, that stuff just doesn't exist in the United States. So GDPR is a thing that we, as a, like the company I'm at, cares about deeply because it could mean that there are large penalties if we do not comply with GDPR. But if you're like a United States company and you don't have any customers in Europe at all, then you don't necessarily care so much about GDPR. But it could take you down to your whole business. I mean, I work for a company that's massive, so it's not going to take down our whole business. But if you were a small mom and pop shop, 20 million euros is quite a big fine, and that's the minimum. So if you don't comply with GDPR rules, so. Yeah, it's very serious, and definitely getting out of the ecosystem in which you're in. You know, you're in London, so going into Budapest and seeing what their trouble spaces are is quite interesting.
Yeah, and so I'm also doing an event in Ukraine, going to a town there and doing we're doing some Facebook advertising, you know, for an event to help promote web development skills. So just, I've got a business partner over there that we do some outsourcing with, and we just want to get some, you know, young people in there teaching web development and that might not see it as a career option. It's just for the fun of it mostly. Yeah. And how about you? Yeah, what about yourself?
Aside from this terrible, terrible cold that will not go away for me. Like personally, on a personal side, my dog has also been sick, so I've been trying to get him to eat and not vomit.
That's a good achievement.
Yeah, we think we got a bad bag of dog food, and we'd been feeding it to him for 2 weeks.
Right.
And just thinking, why is he sick? And then all of a sudden, we're just like, well, you know what? Let's change his food.
Well,
and now, all of a sudden, he's getting a little bit better.
It's quite easy to test it. Just start eating it yourself and see how you feel.
That is a good way to try, but I don't think I want to eat dog food. But I guess if I really love my dog, I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah, or you can try feed it someone else's dog and see how they do.
Sorry, your dog did not survive the test. I don't think I want to do that either.
There's a startup idea there for like dog testing, you know.
Yeah. And other than that, I've been working on we have our TypeScript meetup. We've been trying to increase the attendance of our meetup, and we haven't been very successful. And it just turns out that the last meetup we had was the week after I had gotten the flu and I hadn't recovered, so I wasn't able to go to my own meetup. And I was going to present at my meetup, and I was really excited to present because it was a general workshop on building a basic Node application. And it wasn't like an Express or a HappyJS web server type Node application. It was like a Hello World Node application built with TypeScript, and I was really excited to present it. But I got sick, so I wasn't able to go. But James Churchill, which is my co-organizer for the TypeScript meetup, also a teacher for Treehouse. Anybody that's listening, go check out Treehouse or teamtreehouse.com and sign up for some courses there. But James took my workshop and he presented it to the meetup. And it sounded like, from what he said, that people were interested in going deeper in a Node application. So I might actually come up with a workshop that is more in-depth and goes into, you know, maybe building a Happy or Express web server type application, or even a CLI or something like that. Like give the people what they want and... also trying to build up that audience for our TypeScript meetup. So, we've been hovering around like 20 to 25 attendees each month, and we want to get up to like 50 attendees, by the end of the year. That's our goal.
I think what's hard to sell TypeScript is that a lot of people are not building the kind of apps that would benefit from having TypeScript, like large, complicated, apps. I mean, cause like JavaScript is, IntelliSense has come on Felix and Bounds in my latest Vue project. I'm not missing TypeScript too much.
Basic so CRUD apps might not necessarily need types. But I get what you're saying. Like there was just a tweet the other day, and I'll link it in the show notes. But it was somebody said it was a controversial tweet. Like types in JavaScript are useless, and then somebody the maintainer or lead developer for RxJS he responded pretty quickly and said, well, and actually types in JavaScript TypeScript and in RxJS development meant that one line of code change in our project was able to patch a bug in some large number of repositories because they were able to hit refactor on it and it was just able to populate throughout all the code changes, and
Yeah.
having
Refactor.
static types is gives you that power of
Yeah.
making that one line code change, and it just propagating through the whole repo, and then you commit the commit and test, and you run your tests, and everything works, and you're like, hell yeah, that was amazing, and I did it in a second, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Been there.
So I'll link that up in the show notes, but it was definitely a powerful statement to what TypeScript and what static typing can bring to a big project, right?
Yeah.
And this change was one that like touched a whole lot of Google's projects, so it was a deep fix. So yeah, we're definitely trying to get more audience around TypeScript, but it's really hard to get people to come and talk about types, right? So we're really trying to go beyond types and just like get people to come in and talk about React or GraphQL or Gatsby or these other
Yeah.
systems that are tangentially related to JavaScript, and then build upon, like, see if we can build upon that. Have one talk that's maybe presenting Gatsby and one talk that's maybe presenting the TypeScript compiler or something like that. So we get people of both interests in the same room, and now they can have conversations. So that's kind of my hope. That's my vision, is just to get the people together. It's not necessarily that they have to be in agreement. When you have people of conflicting opinions come together and they actually start to talk, then you get solutions. Like, I feel like that's where we're at, and that's a space where we need to be. We can't actually force people to use TypeScript, which is a bummer. I don't have any like scheduled dates, but I do plan to have a couple of interviews for our podcast here. Probably one around having successful meetups. I have a few different contacts here in the Portland area that I want to sit down and just say, hey, so how do you have a successful meetup? Like, how do you plan and how do you organize and that kind of thing. So hopefully that I'll have that in the next month or so for this podcast, and then also probably something around functional programming. Got another guy here in Portland that he's in the functional programming space, and I'd definitely like to learn a little bit more.
Nice one.
And I know how TypeScript plays into functional programming so well. I just think that having those two powers would make me a better developer, and I want all of our listeners to benefit from that as well. Do you have anything else you want to touch on?
I have another podcast I've started as well for influencers so that I could do interviews that are not related to this podcast. So just like the way I like doing interviews, so I've started that as well. So I've got like the last one I did was about talking to this actor or director. I believe you've heard it, that one.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that particular topic, it was quite interesting. You talked to him about, how he got into acting and directing, or he more got into acting, and then directing just kind of, he fell into it, I think, somehow.
Dog growl.
And he does, let me see, what was it, NCIS? Is that
Yep,
what I
in the
heard he was
Bill,
on?
and then he's
Yeah.
got a film studio.
So definitely a good episode. What's the name of the podcast? Is it Influencers Cafe?
It's Influencer's Cafe, but the URL is cafe.simplecast.fm.
And you're in iTunes and Google Play, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Great. Yeah, everybody should give that a listen, and it is very interesting. And I'm looking forward to what other interviews you have.
Yeah, we have a diplomat lined up. I won't reveal who it is, but it's a pretty senior figure. Not senior senior, but
Bo Is it
important figure.
Boris?
Not quite, wait, not quite. Not quite that level yet. They have some more people in the movie industry. Also, I'm going to interview some people in Ukraine that are maybe not. My definition of influencer is quite wide, but I want to basically capture the moment with these people, interesting people, with my perspective on questions and stuff.
Oh, I just realized. So Boris Johnson was born in New York City.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, since he's not your guest, we don't need to talk about him. All right. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more about that. We'll have a link in the show notes for it. And I think that's about it.
Yeah, buddy. It was good to catch up. And
Good to connect. I'm really sorry to our listeners for the delay. Hopefully we'll have a better cadence going forward. Just hard. Our time zones are a little bit off. Or they're a lot off.
Yeah.
But we'll make do. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can follow us on Twitter, Learn With Us Pod, for less than one tweet a month. Leave us a review in iTunes. And see you sometime in the future. 21, is that right? Okay.
Okay.
I'll do the clap. Why are you laughing?
It sounds like you're spanking someone.
Oh, that's going into the podcast.